It's a small creature about the width of your pinky, averaging a quarter to five-eighths of an inch long, but it has the potential to wreak havoc in the region's lakes. The spiny water flea began spreading into Adirondack Lakes in 2008 and was confirmed in Lake Champlain in 2014. This month, an angler found the invasive zooplankton while fishing in what was considered to be the largest invasive-free lake in the Adirondacks. On August 8th, an Adirondack Watershed Institute boat launch steward received a report from an angler on Indian Lake that spiny water flea was on his fishing line. The steward reported the discovery to the Adirondack Park Invasive Plant Program, which monitors for all invasives. Aquatic Invasive Species Project Coordinator Aaron Venny Valrath says they went out on August 17th to verify the report.
We did go out. What we use is a zooplankton net, and it's a large net that we can lower into the water and kind of filter through the water looking for the spiny water flea. And we were able to use that net to catch additional spiny water flea in Indian Lake. That net allows us to get an idea of whether or not spiny water flea are present, but not so much what the population density is.
Town of Indian Lake Supervisor Brian Wells is very disappointed to hear about the invasive infestation.
Maybe we took it for granted that Indian Lake was clean and we didn't have to be as vigilant, but, you know, now we're going to pay the price.
And what do you think that price will be?
Probably, to start with, it won't have that big an impact until the fishing really starts to drop off, and then it could impact the runners. One thing is, you know, we only have one boat launch on there, but we have a lot of private boaters, too, people that own property on the lake. I was hoping we could get a wash station in with the last grant cycle. I think now we really need to push for a wash station. We have to have one.
The spiny water flea is notorious for attaching to fishing lines. Captain Bob Lewis owns Fins and Grins, a charter fishing service in Westport and Catskill, New York. He remembers encountering the creature while fishing on Lake Ontario.
It's like a wet Q-tip. Once you get it on your fishing line, it's a nightmare. This would attach itself to the line, and as you reeled in, it would fill up the eyes of the fish pole. So what you had two choices. You could either lose it or try and bring the fish in hand over hand. Well, that's a nightmare in itself. I had heard it's now in Lake Champlain. Now that it's gone to Indian Lake, oh, dear gosh, I just hope DEC gets a handle on it. Because fishing is supposed to be relaxing. It's not supposed to be a chore. So I sincerely hope they do whatever has to be done to get rid of it.
But there are no known management controls or natural predators once the spiny water flea establishes itself in a regional water body. Venny Valrath says there are 300 lakes in the Adirondacks, and currently about 70% are invasive-free, so prevention is crucial.
For spiny water flea, prevention is the key, and that is to make sure that it doesn't spread to any other lakes beyond the lakes that it's currently in, such as Indian Lake. And so it's very important that people take the steps to clean, drain, and dry their boat. And if they aren't able to dry their boat, there are high-pressure, hot-water boat wash stations located around the park that they can use, which will kill and remove any aquatic invasive species, such as spiny water flea, on their boat or trailer or other gear.
Response teams are monitoring nearby lakes looking for the presence of spiny water flea. The zooplankton is known to be in lakes to the south of Indian Lake, including Sacandaga Lake, Lake Pleasant, and Paseco Lake. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.